previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
The first South African casualties in Trump's trade and tariff wars are emerging. The 30% tariff on South African goods only comes into effect at the end of this week, but already a company, Gendermark Automation, says it has lost contracts worth 750 million rand. Gendermark builds automated assembly lines and develops production software for the likes of BMW, Volkswagen and Mercedes. It had been about to sign contracts in the next 2 to 3 months to that value, but those have now been cancelled. Gendermark MD Siegfried Lokotsch says only about 15% of his company's business is local, 50% is exported to America. And a major maker of doors, which has around 350 people working on the export side of its business, says the U.S. will no longer be viable for its products. This is the Swartland Group, manufacturing doors for export in the small Swartland town of Mariesburg. A spokesman quoted by News 24 says around 25% of the company's products are for export, with about 70% of those going to the U.S. And you can bet that plenty more companies like these two will be howling with rage and pain as the tariffs really take effect. On the government side, President Ramaphosa issued a statement on Friday saying all channels of communication remain open to engage with the U.S. He added that government was finalizing a support package for vulnerable exporters, with details to be announced soon. Critics contend that the South African government has not fully understood the implications in Washington of consorting with the likes of Russia, China and Iran. On an altogether more cheerful note, July saw the best monthly new vehicle sales since October 2019. That's according to NAMSA, which says sales were up 15.6% on the same month a year ago. Says NAMSA, that's a reflection of improved consumer confidence, favorable credit conditions, and a steady recovery in disposable incomes. On the markets, as we went into the weekend, the JSE All Share was down 0.8%, the top 40 down 0.7%, London's FTSE much the same. In New York, very disappointing employment figures saw the Dow end down 1.2%, the S&P 500 down 1.6%, the Nasdaq down 2.2%. Tokyo this morning down 1.6%, Hong Kong up 0.5%, Sydney down 0.2%. The U.S. dollar has pulled back to 1.16 against the euro. That's helped the rand a fraction, 18.04 to the dollar this morning, 20.89 to the euro, 23.96 to sterling. Gold at 3,360, platinum 1,314, Bitcoin 114,650, Brent crude oil $69.50 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.